Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And got an email from a listener saying, no, you should not try and use a dollar bill as wrapping paper on your smokes. They are highly toxic. And among the ingredients is actually a bacteriostatic chemical to kill germs on the paper notes as you pass from hand to hand in hand, which is nonsense because germs couldn't live on the money I make. But it's the government in action here. Going to grab a phone call. Ray in Toronto. Aloha, Ray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. New listener, long time on What Really Happened. I'm just wondering what your take is on the Pentagon there with the cameras, them not releasing any footage, right, other than that one, you know, bogus, you know, parking lot view, right? But I'm just wondering, like, you know, what's your take on that? You know, why they won't show any, the 757 hitting the building?
Well, it's really very easy because there's a propaganda tactic called poisoning the well. And that is when the people are starting to get very curious about the official story and they're starting to speculate as to what might have really happened. You throw a piece of junk or nonsense into the mix in order to give the corporate media an easy handle with which to ridicule them. And in the case of 9/11, it is the claim that there was no plane at the Pentagon. And inevitably, if you look at any of the articles that come out supporting the official story and attacking the 9/11 truth movement, inevitably, the first thing they go to is, oh, those bozos don't even think there was a real plane at the Pentagon. And so that piece of propaganda was created to allow the media an easy device with which to ridicule the subject as a whole. They don't have to talk about the thermite. They don't have to talk about the recording of explosions at the scene. They don't have to talk about Booker Elementary and how Bush and the Secret Service just sat there like they knew they were safe. They don't have to talk about any of that. They just say, oh, these bozos don't even think there was a plane at the Pentagon. It's classic poisoning the well. I'll give you a couple of other examples. During the House Select Committee on Assassinations that was reexamining the John F. Kennedy assassination and a couple of others, they made a big deal about the umbrella that was open along the parade route. And there was a story planted that the umbrella contained a dart gun that paralyzed Kennedy so he would sit still while he was being shot. And they brought in the umbrella and, you know, they showed it to everybody and it was just an umbrella and they're making jokes like, don't point that thing at me. And basically it was there so the House Select Committee could ridicule the whole idea that there was a conspiracy in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Of course, based on the acoustic data later on, they had to admit, yeah, there was at least one other shooter in Dealey Plaza. Another good example, when Jim Garrison brought his case against Clay Shaw, they managed to plant a witness on him who insisted he had seen Clay Shaw and Lee Harvey Oswald together. Then when this witness got on the stand, he blurted out that he loved to fingerprint his own daughter every day to make sure they were not planting a substitute on him, and it destroyed Garrison's case. And Clay Shaw was acquitted, then died mysteriously about a month later. And then, of course, in the 1970s, Richard Secord admitted that Clay Shaw had, in fact, been a CIA contract agent. So this is an old propaganda trick to poison the well, to put something that's nonsensical in there in order to allow the media to ridicule the issue as a whole. One more example before we go to another phone call. When the BATF was coming under severe criticism for their actions, and there were congressional hearings being held, this guy walked in full camo uniform, got onto the mic, and demanded the government declassify its top-secret tornado-making machine. And, of course, that was the clip that was used on the media to simply say, this is what these bozos who criticize the government are up to. Turned out later the guy was an FBI informant. It's an old, old tactic. In the case of 9/11, it's that whole Pentagon plane nonsense. And, obviously, if you've gone to the trouble of creating such a powerful piece of propaganda, disinformation, with which to ridicule the 9/11 truth movement, you don't allow out any photos that would destroy that illusion. And that's the reason none of these photos and videos have ever been released. I've often thought that at some point when the 9/11 truth movement is really gaining ground, they might release the photos then and say, see all those bozos who said no plane at the Pentagon? They were wrong. We were right. Go back to your slave pen, sir. We got to take a break for commercials.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false? Long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel. And they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Everybody's talking about the GoDaddy outage. A lot of more members are posting articles at whatreallyhappened.com. To me, you know, now they're saying it's a single anonymous hacker and he's not part of the anonymous collective. It's just one guy claiming responsibility for this whole thing. And the timing is just too close to be a coincidence. Obama's been talking about cybersecurity. He's getting ready to issue this new executive order that's going to do an end run around Congress that wasn't comfortable with all of the draconian controls he wants to put on the internet. And so just when Obama needs support for this new EO, along comes a major outage on the internet. How very, very cute. I'm not buying this one, and neither should you. All righty, we have another caller on the line. Pat in England. Aloha, Pat. Sorry to keep you waiting all this time. What's on your mind?
That's fine, Mike. Aloha as well from Great Britain. Yeah, it's interesting about the what you're mentioning about the judgments, the court judgment concerning Google. Because over here in Great Britain, particularly England, actually, I'm not sure whether Scotland has a different legal system. But yes, internet piggybacking has actually been declared illegal. 7 years ago, there was a man somewhere in the London area who was the first person to be convicted of a related crime, which was dishonestly. He wasn't convicted of hacking under the Computer Misuse Act, so it wasn't considered a real heinous thing. It was dishonestly obtaining an electronics communication service. Local resident, apparently in a road or something, it was complained that he was repeatedly trying to gain access to residential networks with a laptop from a car, and there was no evidence of any criminal intent. Now, he was given a fine, and he was given the 12-month conditional discharge from the magistrate's court, which means that providing he's a good boy and behaves himself, the matter is sort of more or less forgotten about, and there's no sort of records. But yes, it's actually been declared illegal here. As some parts of, obviously the states, you just go to some residential area. I remember where it used to be. It used to be very, very convenient if you're on the road as a sales rep, before you knew it was illegal. And it was always a bit cheeky. You need to check your email or something like that quickly. You go and find someone that hadn't secured their network and just borrow their internet access and check your email or whatever. But
I would agree that you shouldn't do that without their permission. But on the other hand, I remember when Wi-Fi first came out, everybody had a Wi-Fi in their coffee shops and everything, until all of a sudden we've got to be making sure terrorists aren't using it, and all of that started to go away because the internet service providers figured out they're going to make more money with individual targeted Wi-Fi than just one Wi-Fi account shared by 20 people. But when my wife and I were living on the other side of the island over in Kaneohe, we had families all around us, with school kids, and they didn't have broadband yet, and we did. And so we left our Wi-Fi port open so the neighbor kids could, do their schoolwork using our Wi-Fi, and that was just something we felt like doing, and so there wasn't any criminality. Now, of course, the situation is that people who are committing cyber crimes are trying to find open Wi-Fi. So if you're running an open Wi-Fi, make sure that the firewall between that Wi-Fi and your local area network is in really, really good shape. But we do know that people using open Wi-Fis are downloading copyrighted content. There was an attempt to sue the owner of the Wi-Fi spot for negligence for leaving their Wi-Fi open, and just all kinds of nonsensical stuff here that goes on. And anywhere that some lawyer thinks there's a fast buck to be made, they're going to come up with these extremely ludicrous ideas for lawsuits. In fact, Pat, if you don't mind, I want to go off on a little bit of a tangent here. We're now hearing that Larry Silverstein has been given permission to sue American Airlines and United Airlines for negligence because their airplanes were slammed into his World Trade Towers 11 years ago. And, it's just any place you think you can sue and get a settlement, or even if you don't think you can win, you just grind them down until they agree to an out-of-court settlement. It's just made a travesty of our justice system with this sort of behavior.
You're kidding.
Patty, there. Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
That's it, really. I mean, it's interesting because when Wi-Fi first came out, it was, obviously it was known to be so much faster than the old dreaded old 56K, which never was 56K. You never got that. Cable networks, you got close to it. People were putting the white sort of brackets, chalk marks on buildings. It was two brackets back to each other signed to indicate there was a free Wi-Fi thing there. You walk out and suddenly find out, you wonder why your broadband was slow, and suddenly you walk out and find out someone had put chalk marks on your wall or something, and then people have been borrowing your internet access. And
I figure it's just a Russian spy drop or something like that. I don't know here. At one point, I actually had two Wi-Fis on my net. One was on my local area net for our use, and that was very, very secure. And then I just, because I just had wound up with a second Wi-Fi hotspot, I just plugged that in to the incoming line from the ISP, and I left that one open for the kids. But, after all these lawsuits and everything, I had to take it down. And so, we don't do that anymore.
But that's it, basically. Yes, looking at this article here, it's actually a Wikipedia thing I'm looking at now. There was a BBC article about it originally. But it seems that Australia, it doesn't seem to be illegal. Canada, it doesn't seem to be illegal yet. Hong Kong, America, it's down to individual states. So it seems that the United Kingdom is the only place where there seems to be a hard and fast precedent against internet piggybacking. But that's it, really. We've just finished the Olympics here. There's a bit of a vacuum now, really, after the euphoria of the thing, and no false flags or anything like that. And we've always got to pay for it, and people come down to the earth and reality of the situation, and between now and the run-up to Christmas. And obviously the news here is obviously waiting for the decision of the German High Court as to whether they're going to allow support to the European Stability Mechanism judgment, apparently on Wednesday, which you're probably aware of. So anyway, that's it, really, Mike. So good day, and I'll carry on listening.
Good day to you, too, and thank you very much for the phone call. And again, getting into the area of ethics, if you're using somebody else's Wi-Fi without their permission, that's kind of tacky. Okay. But on the other hand, I certainly have no problem with people who have an open Wi-Fi who have it there for their, for the neighbor kids, you know, to use. Now, right now, we don't have a lot of kids living around us any longer. There've been a lot of turnover here and the families have gone away. But yeah, telling the neighbors, sure, go log into my Wi-Fi and go ahead and use it. I think, yeah, it's your Wi-Fi and you're paying a flat fee for that bandwidth, you know, the neighborly thing is to share. And the ISPs, of course, have the other point of view. No, no, no. Everybody has to have their own and pay for their own because that's more lost revenue. Sorry about that noise. I had a thing in my calendar that popped up and made a noise there. All right, let's see. I think the phone lines are empty right now. I want to talk a little bit about some science and health issues. There is a report that has come out of Canada that people under the age of 50 who were vaccinated for the seasonal flu were twice as likely to catch it than non-vaccinated people. And despite this, of course, Canada and other countries are going ahead pouring tax dollars into these public vaccination programs. And we're in another classic case where the vaccine is actually worse for you than just sitting there and eating healthy and being healthy and letting your body's own immune system do what it's supposed to do. Now, there's another study that has come out, this is an epidemiological study, confirming that people who are vaccinated on a regular basis don't do as well in their long-term health as those who avoid vaccinations, because vaccinations apparently are stimulating autoimmune diseases. In other words, the vaccine may theoretically help you deal with this year's flu, but over time it damages your body's natural immune system. Through all of these constant assaults, these adjuvants that are going in there to provoke these reactions, we know there's been a link between peanut oil as vaccine adjuvant and the resulting epidemic of peanut allergy. All right, we got another caller on the line, George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing okay.
I just want to say my web server, which is out of the country, I got to say one thing. I kind of thank them because I had so many attempted DNS attacks on my website that mm-hmm. I'm glad my server picked it up and sort of like done away with it. It's just lately been getting all these DNS attacks, these denial of service attacks, and it's like, personally, I don't want the government doing cybersecurity. My web server does just fine without them. So,
well, first of all, you're talking about a DOS attack, where they're trying to overwhelm your server. A DNS attack is when they're hacking the DNS lookup tables so that you think you're going to one website and you go to another, or you think you're going to a website and it says website not found. We've been seeing a lot of that over the last couple of weeks. The government is not really interested in cybersecurity. What they're interested in is cyber control, the ability to go in and have the means and the authority to turn off websites that are a danger to the national security and all the rest of that. And again, this goes back to 9/11, 11 years ago. In the weeks leading up to 9/11, the FBI was running around the United States of America shutting down the servers of all Muslim charities because they didn't want anybody to be able to get out there with email or posting or blogging or anything saying, wait a minute, let's not rush to a conclusion as to who's behind 9/11. And so if there's going to be a new false flag attack, we can pretty much guarantee they're going to do the same thing again. And they may try and blame it on Iran, or they may try and blame it on Anonymous or anything, but I think most common sense people are going to realize if all of the alternative media vanishes from the net and then there's a really big bang, it means this is another U.S. and Israeli operation.
I just pray that there's a few smart techies out there that would sort of like rewire around the Pentagon and U.S. government.
I think they will. And again, this little thing about trick about putting an IP address in your local host file to get around DNS is a good way to protect yourself. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Getting back to the science and health issues. There is a recent article in the journal Nature Medicine regarding a study. A group of researchers were looking into why cancer cells are so resilient. They're actually tougher than surrounding healthy tissue, which is what makes cancer so difficult to treat. And the researchers stumbled across something very alarming. While conducting their research, they discovered chemotherapy actually heavily damages healthy human cells and triggers them to release a protein that aids tumor growth. Beyond that, chemotherapy makes the tumor highly resistant to future treatment, which does not kill us, makes us stronger. And they're saying the findings were completely unexpected. They're finding evidence of significant DNA damage in otherwise healthy human cells caused by the chemotherapy. And, of course, this research is a big slap in the face to the cancer industry, which has been saying, you know, for decades that chemotherapy and radiation, that's the only possible cure. Don't you dare go near those apricot seeds. A Des Moines doctor has been charged 8 counts of manslaughter because he was prescribing large amounts of narcotic painkillers to 8 patients who fatally overdosed, including a metal band's founder. In other words, he was a paper doctor. got a medical license, making his money, writing prescriptions for these scheduled drugs, and overprescribed, and 8 people died. So he's being charged. I think it's a good thing here. Now, there's another story coming out of New Hampshire. There was this story about this medical technician who was spreading hepatitis in 2008, traveling hospital worker, and the guy's been charged tampering with needles, just decided he was going to infect people with hepatitis, and at least 31 people. Now they're saying he was doing it at least 2 years earlier than previously thought. Because after all, hey, if these patients don't get sick, we can't make money off of them. The medical establishment does not want you to be healthy. They don't want you to be able to cure yourself naturally. They don't want you to be able to heal yourself naturally, because then they cannot make money off of you. It's all driven by profit. Now, another group of researchers looking through statistical evidence have authored a paper called Death by Medicine that presents compelling evidence that today's medical system causes a lot more harm than good. Now, this is a fully referenced paper. It's not just wild speculation. They've got all the facts and figures to back it up. And they're showing the number of people having in-hospital adverse reactions to prescribed drugs was 2.2 million per year. The number of unnecessary antibiotics prescribed annually for viral infections is 20 million per year. The number of unnecessary medical and surgical procedures performed annually, 7.5 million per year. The number of people exposed to unnecessary hospitalization is 8.9 million per year. They're selling products. They're selling hospital stays. It's all about running up the profitability of these medical corporate organizations. And this Death by Medicine is pointing out that you are more likely to die from a medical mistake at the hands of American doctors than you are to die by cancer or heart disease. Know how those are all waved around? Leading cause of killer is heart disease. Leading cause of death is cancer and everything. No, you're actually more likely to die from a botched pharmaceutical or an unnecessary surgical procedure that goes wrong. Neil Armstrong's family, please take note. Neil was doing fine until he went in for a medical check, and the doctor put him on a stress test where you pedal a bicycle and then they measure how winded you get. The doctor said, oh, you got too winded on this thing. He's in his 80s. Neil was in his 80s. Old people get winded easily. And the doctor said, I must operate. And, you know, he's thinking, you know, money. I get to brag. I operated on Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. They shove some plastic piping in his heart, and Neil never recovers from the operation and dies. After watching what happened with both my father and my mother and my youngest brother, I think it's a reasonable suspicion Neil Armstrong, American hero, was doctored to death. Another story has come out about vaccines. Leslie Carol Botta has basically come out and said that the reason vaccines are causing autism may not be the mercury in the thimerosal, but the foreign DNA contamination that is in the vaccines, which when they get into your body, they're going to act like prions, just little bits of free-floating DNA. They get absorbed into your cell, and they start giving confusing messages to your cell, and the cell starts to misbehave. And we already know that contaminations in vaccines are a major problem. We know that the HIV virus may have been the accidental creation of very sloppy lab techniques in the African shacks, I'm not even going to call them labs, that were creating smallpox vaccine back in the 1950s. When they were taking blood from cows with bovine leukemia to get the smallpox virus, and then they were culturing it on livers taken from sheep with the Visna virus. And the HIV virus kind of looks like the two of them accidentally spliced together. They're being very reckless with literally the code of life itself. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
And speaking of walking like an Egyptian, I got a mass email notice from Dr. Zahi Hawass yesterday. He is, as we reported earlier, he's out of prison. He's sort of been laying low while he tries to get rid of all these charges that he was hit with in the aftermath of being appointed to Mubarak's cabinet. Obviously, a political railroading. It's sounding like all of this is going to go away, and he's going to go back to doing what he does best, which is educating the world about Egypt's ancient culture. And so, way to go, Dr. Hawass, and definitely wish you the best on that situation. Getting back to science and health, well, Dr. Hawass is science. Apparently, U.S. genetic engineering companies are getting ready to seek approval on a new round of highly toxic products. And most of them deal with more resistance to glyphosate, the Roundup weed killer. And what's going on is they put out the Roundup ready genetically modified crops, and then they doused them all with this glyphosate weed killer, which is getting into the food, getting into the water. It's turning up in the human bloodstream. It's all kinds of medical problems from this toxin. It's toxin. It's a weed killer, and the fact that you're not a weed does not mean that it's completely harmless to you. Well, now the weeds have evolved to develop a resistance to glyphosate. So now, in this escalating war of weeds, the GM crop people want to come back with new crops that are more resistant to glyphosate than the super weeds, so they can now soak the fields with even more of this weed killer. So the weeds are evolving to tolerate glyphosate faster than humans, I might add. Pests are evolving to tolerate the built-in poisons and toxins. This is a GMO arms race, and it's escalating out of control. And the biggest single failure of the GMO industry was this assumption. They assumed that they could tinker with the genes in a plant or an animal, and that would be it. The world would change according to their designs, and they wouldn't see weeds evolve and adapt to the new paradigm. They wouldn't see insects and other pests evolve to tolerate the new toxins. And rather than back up and say, oh, this was a bad thing to do, they just, well, we'll just come up with more powerful stuff and more toxic and more dangerous. Go on selling that product. It's like when penicillin first came out, and it was the wonder drug, and they were giving everybody penicillin for everything. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, you have penicillin-resistant infections. So they come up with more powerful antibiotics, and they throw those around with wild and reckless abandon. Next thing you know, we have antibiotic-resistant infections. They're doing exactly the same mistake with these genetically modified crops. Put it out, you know, glyphosate resistant, douse the field with glyphosate. Oh, what? The weeds are tolerating glyphosate? Well, we'll just do more of the same. More powerful insecticides, more powerful weed killers, more tinkering with the genes. They're on that same dead end. They don't see it because they're making money hand over fist right now. And even better, they've got the U.S. government literally declaring trade wars with nations opposed to Monsanto and other genetically modified crops. The United States is threatening nations who oppose Monsanto's genetically modified crops with military-style trade wars, according to information obtained and released by WikiLeaks. Nations like France, Hungary, they're going to put economic pressure to stop growing natural occurring crops. And you will get your seeds from this one company, you will grow these crops, and you will then distribute them to your various supermarkets. They want to centralize control of all food production in order to control the world's people. And by the way, we're already seeing the downside of this. Everybody's talking about the skyrocketing price of food because it's costing so much to take food from the farms and put it in the warehouse and send it to the supermarket and send it over here. And obviously, so the solution is to have local gardens in your local community so you don't have to worry about transportation or storage or refrigeration or preservation. But no, that's not the model. The model for the New World Order is we're going to grow all the food over here, and then we're going to ship it all the way over to our warehouse over here, and then we're going to send it over to a supermarket over here, and by the time you get it in the store, it's been sort of already starting the decomposition process for like 4 or 5 days. And they'll tinker with the genes so it still looks fresh, even though it isn't. And they'll spray it with all kinds of stuff to make it look like it's fresh, but it isn't. But it's all about keeping monopolistic control over the production of food in order to maximize profitability and exert political control. They don't want you able to grow your own food because then you are independent. Every tyranny in history has enforced dependence on the people. King George III did it to the American colonials. Colonials fought back. That's why it was called the War for Independence, and not the War for Freedom, and not the War to kick Britain's ass. It was the War for Independence, because the American colonials understood that enforced dependence on a currency, on a single source of food, on a single source for tea, on a single source for anything, is a means of social control and domination, and they really had had enough of that, and so have I. By the way, according to a new analysis of unemployment data by the National Employment Law Project, 60% of the jobs lost to the economic crash were from the middle income, middle classes. The vast majority of the jobs created under President Obama are the low-wage service sector jobs, retail, food preparation, home health, customer service. In other words, the economy is only recovering for the burger flippers. And for you scientists and engineers and other professional people, designers, architects, those of you who went to college, paid your student loans in order to have a good job, you still don't have a job. The only sectors that are hiring are burger flippers and, of course, the online shills. Propagandists, public relations doing good business right now. So, moving right along here, I want to get back over to Fukushima because that situation is starting to look worse and worse. They've had a couple of small earthquakes over there, and everybody's saying, no problem, no problem. But there are still these unexplained water losses. They're still having to pump cooling water into the cores of some of these reactors. The reactors are not reacting, but the fuel rods inside were nearing the end of their life cycle, and they're filled with what are called fission products, which naturally decay, and as they naturally decay, they generate huge amounts of heat, and that heat could reignite the fires if they're not dynamically cool. They're pumping more and more water into these reactors. They're getting less and less water back. Nobody knows where the water is going. Obviously, it's down into the ground. And now we're getting an official from TEPCO speaking at a hearing in Washington, D.C. They don't know where much of the melted fuel from the Fukushima reactors went. Well, we all know, burn through the pressure vessel, burn through containment, burn through the dry well at the bottom of the building, and it's down in the earth. It's a true China syndrome. It really is a real-life China syndrome. So, Japan has now confirmed officially that three of the reactors at Fukushima did melt down after the quake. Remember when it all, no, it's all safe, it's all secure, they're stable, and all the rest of this stuff. Now they're saying, yeah, they melted down. It's another classic case, like with the CIA last week admitting that they had mistaken the intelligence about Iraq, or they were ordered to lie and cover up the real liars higher up. Now Japan is saying, yeah, there were three meltdowns. They finally admitted that the explosion of reactor number three wasn't hydrogen, that it was the reactor core exploding. And it's just one more reminder that the official corporate media, the official government statements, the official corporate statements were all lies and propaganda and deception to keep you in your place, to keep you from getting upset. And we, the alternative media, the blogs, Republic Broadcasting, we had the facts. We had the accurate story on what was really going down. And you need to keep that in mind, especially in the coming weeks if there is a new false flag attack. The government has always lied to you, will always go on lying to you. The corporate media has always lied to you, will always go on lying to you. The corporations have lied to you, will always go on lying to you. The reason for the resurgence of the alternative media, the reason we have such good audience figures right now, people are turning to the alternative media because they know they're not going to get the facts and truth anywhere else. We're not owned by giant multinational corporations. We don't wear military regalia that proclaims our loyalty to the power structure. We don't have a reason to lie to you. It doesn't affect us one way or the other if we're lying to you or telling the truth. And so we have every reason to tell you the truth and no reason to lie. Quite the contrary with the corporate media. We all remember the Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit. The advertisers come in and said, if you don't lie on our behalf, we'll cut our advertising. Fox News management said to the reporters, got to lie about that story about the growth hormone. The reporters refused. Fox News fired them. And the courts ruled on appeal that because there is no law saying that the corporate media has to be truthful, management at the corporate media can order their reporters to lie to you, and if the reporters refuse, they can be fired legally, justifiably. And that right there tells you exactly what you can expect from Fox News, ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, and so forth and so on. Now, I will tip the hat a little bit to PBS, because PBS ran the video, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, The Experts Speak Out. It's Richard Gage's new video. I had the chance to spend a great deal of time with him a year ago in New York when we were there for the 10th anniversary. His new video is out. PBS has covered it. And more to the point, right now it is the most rewatched video on PBS. People are sending the link around to all their friends saying, you've got to look at this. It's becoming this huge viral online success. And together with the comments that we're seeing show up at all the blogs on the corporate media trying to push the official story of 9/11, it tells us the American people are awake. The American people know they were lied to about 9/11, about Saddam's nuclear weapons, about Iran's nuclear weapons, about the Gulf of Tonkin, about USS Iowa, about everything. The American people are now awake, sadder but wiser. They know they are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. All righty, let's see. Moving right along here, no callers on the line. Gun-carrying man in stabbing spree at Salt Lake grocery store. Didn't hear that in the corporate media. Let's see. The Hubble telescope has spotted an ancient galaxy that shouldn't exist under the Big Bang theory. This is a fully formed, well-defined galaxy about 10.7 billion years distant. Now, the whole idea of the Big Bang is that God sneezed 17 billion years ago. They're not really sure. They keep changing the date. The further they see and the further they don't see the Big Bang, they keep moving the number back. But the idea was, as we look out into the universe, we're looking back in time to the moment of the Big Bang, that somewhere, if we just look out there far enough, we will see the hand of God or whatever it is at work. And in theory, as you look back further in time, you should see less and less well-defined galaxies, because it takes a certain amount of time for a galaxy to form its defined structure. And so the idea was, all these little blobs of light we're seeing out at 10, 13 billion years, they're really just amorphous blobs because they're just starting to form. Well, Hubble just found a galaxy that's very clearly well-defined, which means it's been around for a very, very long time. And so it's more evidence that the Big Bang is really religion disguised as science, for reasons I've made very, very clear many, many times before. CERN is getting ready to build a new, larger collider than the one they have now. They're basically going to try and unravel how gravity works, which would be interesting. The problem is, all these news stories are proclaiming that CERN discovered the Higgs boson with their Large Hadron Collider, and that is not entirely true. CERN came out and said, we've seen something, one single event they saw that was sort of kind of close to the predicted behavior of the Higgs boson. They haven't been able to reproduce it, and now more and more scientists are coming forward to say, this isn't it. It isn't behaving exactly like the predictions, therefore it can't be it. But there's this huge political push to say we've got the Higgs because that proves the Big Bang and that proves there's a God. And, of course, obviously for CERN, getting ready to build a new, even larger collider, they don't want to admit that all the money spent on the last collider really didn't produce the desired result. So I don't want to kill the buzz, but they're not really sure 100%. They were talking about, we're 99% sure it's the Higgs. Well, if you're not 100% certain, then you don't really know. Science deals in absolutes. And one more point. If they put enough energy into these colliders, eventually something might pop out that looks exactly like what they're expecting to see, the Higgs boson. But that does not prove it ever existed before that moment, let alone the Big Bang. And I'll give you a good analogy of that. Particle physicists like to joke that running a collider is like smashing two old-fashioned mechanical spring-round watches together at high speed and determining how the watches were built by the gears and springs and ratchets that pop out of it from the collision. But, you know, if you smash those watches together hard enough, individual teeth off those gears might come out as separate, distinct pieces. And yet we know they were not separate, distinct pieces in the original watch. And so at what point are they do they stop analyzing the nature of matter and cross into the area of creating something totally new that never existed before? Nobody's really looking at that line. Have they crossed it already here? Meanwhile, down in Mexico, they're trying to build a new theme park, an amusement park, where tourists will be able to vicariously live the thrill of trying to sneak into the U.S. past the border guards. This is going to be about as successful as Stars Earn Stripes, I think. It's just nonsensical. And basically what it is, it's an attempt to build sympathy for those illegal immigrants and all the terrible things they have to go through trying to get to the United States of America. I'm sorry, there is a legal path to immigration in this country, and you're welcome to use it. But don't cross over the border in the dead of night, especially carrying a patch of anthrax from Israel to blame on Iran. Don't enter the country illegally and act like you have a right to be here, because you don't. There is a mechanism where you can become a legal citizen. Please avail yourself of it. All right. Oh, my goodness. Almost to the top of the show here. Apparently, the NHS is sending confidential patient letters to be typed by cheap secretarial agencies in India. That's got to make patients feel very warm and fuzzy about their private personal medical secrets. Going to take a break. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
And aloha, America. Welcome back. Last segment of our show today. And, of course, again, tomorrow will be the 11th anniversary of 9/11. And I think we know what really happened. And when I was there in New York a year ago, and I got to actually meet so many of the readers of What Really Happened and listeners to the radio shows face-to-face and in person. And that was a real treat here. But the issue I kept making when I was doing my little presentation is, it's been 10 years. There are some things we're never going to agree on, like the no plane nonsense. It doesn't really matter. Let us focus on those things that we all agree on. The Israeli Mossad agents, the dancing Israelis, the thermite in the building, the obvious controlled demolition of building number 7, which hadn't even been struck by an airplane. Let us agree to agree on the things that we all know to be true. We were lied to. And the fine details do not matter any longer. What do we, the American people, do about a government that lies to us about 9/11, about Saddam's nukes, about the economy, about Israel's nukes in order to take our money and give to Israel? What do we do about a government that does not respect us enough to tell us the truth, that treats us like we're livestock, like we're just a herd to be managed through lies and deception and fraud? What do we, the American people, do about a government that lies to us all the time? And I think the time is at hand where we need to make that choice, because the Constitution of the United States of America does not allow the government to lie to the people. And the 10th Amendment prohibits them from simply assuming that right. So when the government lies to you about Saddam's nuclear weapons, when they lie to you about 9/11, when they lie to you about anything at all, Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, the economy, any of it, the government is acting illegally and unconstitutionally, and at that moment it ceases to be the legitimate government of this land. It says right in the Declaration of Independence, governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. I do not consent to be lied to. I don't know anybody that consents to be lied to. You couldn't even get that written into a contract where Party A agrees to be lied to by Party B. No judge would enforce such a contract, because the essence of contract law is that both parties know ahead of time what they're agreeing to, and you can't do that when one party is lying. So between now and tomorrow, as we look at all the propaganda being showered all over us about those gosh darn Arab Muslims, how evil they all are, you need to start thinking, has the time come for the American people to confront a government that lies to us about everything? And for you Republicans, you think about how that rule change was ramrodded through at your convention, and you Democrats think about how that platform change about Israel was ramrodded through your convention, and realize the government isn't listening to you any longer. They're back to the days of one-way flow. We lie, you believe, we're not interested in anything else you have to say. It's time to deal with that reality. Let's not hide inside the trivial minor details any longer. People who want to obsess about little tiny details, that's their way of avoiding the big question. And the big question is, what do we do with a government that lies to us as much as the U.S. government does? And on that thought, have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, drive carefully, hug your loved ones. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Call your local radio stations. Tell them to carry the show. And aloha, America.